And do you find the same thing in terms of the combination in metastatic disease?
Yes, in the study that we have done and are doing in conjunction with paclitaxel, we selected this 1650 per meter squared dose for 14 days of Xeloda in conjunction with paclitaxel at 80 per meter squared, days 1 and 8 of a 3-week cycle. And with this has also been extremely well tolerated, and there have been patients on this trial for more than a year, some approaching 2 years. It has virtually no side effects except for the expected paclitaxel side effects of some alopecia, fluid retention, skin and nail changes, and grade 1 neuropathy. But the Xeloda piece doesn't seem to add very much to that toxicity, and the clinical benefit is extraordinary.
Can you go through what the dose and schedule is in that study of capecitabine and paclitaxel? And also, can you compare that study to Bill Gradishar's study that was recently reported in the JCO?
All right. The doses that are used in this trial are paclitaxel at 80 per meter squared, days 1 and 8, with Xeloda at 1650 per meter squared, divided BID for 14 days. And then this is recycled every 21 days.
So the patient gets a break from paclitaxel for a week. What was your overall impression in terms of this regimen?
I think this regimen is exceedingly well tolerated and exceedingly effective, particularly in the taxane naive subset, which will be presented at San Antonio. I don't have the data yet on the prior taxane treated patients. That's been a little harder to accrue patients to, as you can imagine. However, if a patient has had docetaxel, for example, in the past and progressed, this is an ideal study for that subset of patients.
This is a phase two study, so it's going to be kind of hard to say how much is from capecitabine alone.
I don't think that that matters. I think that for a physician selecting a regimen for their patient with metastatic breast cancer, for the physician who wishes to use a combination, I think that this is a very effective and extremely well-tolerated regimen and is better tolerated than docetaxel in conjunction with Xeloda. Even though I'm very enthusiastic about that regimen, that's a much harder regimen to give patients chronically. And since we have seen such long, durable responses with such minimal side effects, I'm very impressed with this combination. As you know, Xeloda has been combined with vinorelbine, which is also a very well-tolerated regimen. That is a non-alopecia regimen. Also, it has that advantage. With paclitaxel plus Xeloda, there is some alopecia, although in some patients, not complete. And some of my patients have not had to wear wigs with that.